Welcome back to Ladies of Leet for December 19th, 2013. This is episode 87, and this is the podcast where we talk all things video games. I'm Nicole.
I am Kim.
I am Stephanie.
And this week, we're going to do a wrap-up show. It's the end of 2013, and we've played a lot of games. I honestly never really grasp the amount of gaming we do until we do these wrap-up shows, and I go back through the show notes. I'm like, holy crap.
And I don't even think we got them all on there. I mean, those are the games that we, you know, talked about, but we play so many more too that are just the iOS games and things like that. And this list is huge. Yeah. And it's hard this year. It really is hard. All our categories are hard.
Well, and we decided to not just do like game of the year, because honestly, game of the year is very, is it subjective? I mean, it's a personal thing. And you may be listening to this episode and think we got it completely wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fine. These just happen to be what we enjoyed throughout the year. I'm really curious, because the three of us decided to kind of make it a surprise as we did the episode. So I don't know what Kim is going to say. I don't know what Stephanie is going to say, and they don't know what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. But we.
I predict you're going to pick one of Mateo's as one of your favorite apps.
Here. This is the app that kept him the quietest when we went shopping. No.
Gold star.
Yeah, exactly. But we did play a few games. I mean, it's kind of a slowdown time because everybody's getting ready for the holidays, and I'm running around. I'm still sick. I can't kick this stomach virus. I'm getting better. So, but I have been playing, thanks to Kim, who sent me the newest DLC for Borderlands 2.
You rock.
I know.
How Marcus saved Mercenary Day.
Have you guys finished it?
Yes, I finished it. I finished it in like, honestly, like an hour and a half.
I know. I did too. I just played it.
I just through. It was awesome.
Oh my God, so cute.
It's adorable.
So freaking cute.
Basically, the boss fight is Frosty. You're kicking Frosty's butt.
And it's so hilarious because he's got his umbrella, and he's like using it as like a golf club, throwing snowballs at you, and he's just a jerk.
Yeah.
No, you really just want to punch him in the face.
The most satisfying kill you have is when you shoot the snowman. Because they just kind of poof. It's nice. Like, I like. So I kept on going around and around in circles to kill more snowmen because I was enjoying it so much.
Bring them all.
But yeah, it's a really cute DLC. Very short, but, you know, perfect for the season. You know, just, I loved it.
A little tiny Tim in it.
Oh, well, no, not so. Well, it was average Tim.
Yes.
He's a little taller. Nice. He's a little taller than Tiny Tim.
Nice. Borderlands 2 does it again.
Yeah,
and lots of loot. Oh my God.
I really wish I could use the loot.
Ah, true.
Because I dinged 52. Yeah, 52 on this DLC, and I'm playing on true Vault Hunter mode, and it's not loot that I'm able to use.
Yeah, me neither. So if you guys did get the Loot the World from Borderlands.
So
have you got any good loot from that? Because I'm like going around everything I see, I shoot it.
I know, me too. I was in the mall scanning QR codes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
No, but there is a website. I was in the Tadpole during the morning stream, and someone gave me one of my favorite websites is orcz.com for all of the shift code keys. I mean, they keep track of all of them. But they also have a page for Loot the World. So if you find it can be a QR code, it can be just a barcode. You can even generate. There's like a website where you can generate them and scan them. So anybody that's finding blues or purples, they're putting the code on the website.
But there's only so many, right?
Right.
Only so many people can use it.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I've ran into a couple that they're like, nope, this QR code has been used too many times. It's like, yeah. Oh man.
So if you just Google loot the world, this is a, is it just iOS or is it Android too? It's a free download, and it's just like it sounds. You connect it to your account, and you go around. And I don't know why. What's the purpose of this? I don't really know. But
well, you can actually send the rifle or the loot to your game,
right?
If it's something that you actually want to use, I've only found like a blue thing. Or a green. I haven't even found above a green yet. So I've only sent one thing to my account.
The question is it actually really tied to what you're scanning, or is it just randomly generated? Like, this is the 1 millionth thing someone scanned. Bloop, it's a legendary.
Well, I don't know.
It's like a can of chicken soup, really an epic
I'm sure it's
item.
Probably random the first time around. So, like, the first person that scans that barcode of Triscuits, it probably randomly selects a gun and assigns it. So the next time, because I did notice if I scanned the same code, it would give me the same gun.
I must just get assigned to it.
Yeah. So
I thought it'd be funny if they just kind of picked items and thought, you know, if somebody goes and gets Colgate toothpaste. Mitchell, bam!
You know that they're tracking all that stuff.
They give like hints, you know. Oh, it makes my mouth minty fresh.
That would be cool if they tied that into like, you know, a gun that, you know, every time you shot it, it would, you know, make your smile a little brighter or something. That would be hilarious.
Cheese doodles or something like that. Oh, yeah. They're probably getting some really interesting, like, big data on this. Like, who's scanning what and the kind of stuff people have lying around the house.
Well, that's what. So I scanned a poster today, which I thought this one would. It was a graphics card poster that, you know, was at work.
Yeah.
That I thought, oh, this will be, you know, this is like gaming. It was a Call of Duty one or something. And it was like a gun that was like no big deal. I'm like, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
What the hell? This should have been epic.
But go to that.
Like a Cheetos. Yeah. I thought that would be something you want.
I wonder what a Mountain Dew would do.
Oh man, no way. Like a box of tampons. I wonder if that would be like a great shield or something.
Oh, that's awesome. But go to the orcs, ORCZ.com, or you can just Google loot the world orcs, and that page is full of QR codes and barcodes that you can scan, and it tells you, it's really nice because it says what the item is, the level, and the rarity of it. Nice. So really cool little setup that they got over there on that website. It's one of my favorites for Borderlands 2. So Stephanie, you didn't finish the winter DLC. Did you finish the Thanksgiving DLC?
No. I have not done either of them.
You're missing out. It's supposed to be quick for the season.
Don't like my time off, you know?
But don't save them. The season's going to be over before you know it.
Peer pressure. Do it now.
Have you played? What have either of you been playing? Because we don't have a lot to talk about in what we're playing. Because we're going to get into just the year recap. But I'm just curious if you guys are playing anything.
You of course sent me Saints Row 4.
Yay!
Oh yes.
Oh my god, it's so much fun. I'm like, how could I have not gotten this earlier? How could I have not gotten it?
It was, didn't you say it was like $100 or something like that in Australia when it came out?
Yeah, it was expensive when it first came out, and that's why I didn't get it immediately. But I should have gotten it at a different time because it's just awesome.
So much fun.
Oh gosh, yes.
Tell me about your character.
So
your president.
She is a very large-breasted Mexican woman with purple Hollywood hair. And she's kind of fat, you know, so
I
she's
went
like
with purple hair too. That's awesome. Like the purple black hair. I went with that.
Yeah. It's like the purple black hair. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny when she's walking. So I am not that far. I'm only like an hour into it. But, and so when she goes to the second scene, you know, where they're in like the 50s thing. And this really isn't a spoiler because this happens like really quick in the game.
Right.
But her boobs are huge. I was laughing so hard. And this game is just hilarious.
It is funny. Yep. Just the voice acting is awesome. Who did you pick to be your voice?
It's like the sassy girl. I think it's voice number 3.
That's the one I picked too.
Yeah, this is like the sassy girl, and I kind of made her with a higher pitch. So she's like, and I'm like, oh God, it's so funny. And she's just, you know, going around. And when she's doing her swagger walk, holy crap, that is, it just makes you want to be happy. It just makes you happy. This is a happy game.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
Yay.
I'm so glad that I started playing it because it's awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah, I need to get back to it and play the winter DLC for that one too.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The Christmas DLC. Yeah.
They
seem
Christmas.
I love that they're doing like time sensitive DLC.
Mm-hmm.
You know that they have to justify it to some exact and say, this is the kind of revenue that we expect if we put this much energy and blah 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 blah. And it's
reuse a lot. Like in Borderlands. Yeah. You know that they reused a lot of that snow area. That's just
true.
You know, backgrounds and maps still, and things they already have.
To get the voice actors to do new sets of stuff. I mean, there's some energy into it. I have noticed, though, with these little mini DLCs, they're getting shorter and shorter. So the Halloween DLC, I got to really explore. And there was little Easter eggs and things like that. Thanksgiving, a little bit shorter. It definitely leaned heavily on the grandmother's storytelling. And then finally this winter DLC, there's like nothing really to explore. There's some loot chests and stuff like that. But that's about it. Oh, there's the Jets.
Yay. That's America's freedom, people.
Yes.
Feel it.
Sometimes my house shakes, so I definitely feel it.
I do not doubt that. If it's that loud, we can hear it. I'm sure you're feeling it.
Well, let's move on to some bargain buys and iPhone mobile games. So I thought Steam had their sale. Not too long ago.
It was the winter sale.
They had a
minor fall sale.
Yeah, but not the big. This is the big winter one.
I'm broke. I'm so broke. I don't even like. I think it's awesome that they're having another sale, but they just had one at Black Friday.
I think they're really counting on people doing gift giving.
Gotcha.
Christmas is coming up, and I think that's what they're really hoping for, because I know this is also the time when iTunes sales go bananas everyone gets gift cards for Christmas now. My family does. We all get gift cards. So yeah, you load them up and then you start just buying stuff.
I did buy myself a game. I picked up, because right now the daily deal, one of the games, including Dishonored, you could pick up Dishonored for $7.50.
I
told my coworker about it today. I was like, you need to get that game right now.
And you can pick up Infinite, BioShock Infinite.
Even though I have it on my PS3, I bought it for my PC because I'm like, I want to play that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I picked up the Stanley Parable, which is a game that Scott really was into, and he did a whole Frog Pants TV playthrough of it. And I've been meaning and wanting to pick that up and play it because it just looks weird.
Here's the
definition. You will follow a story. You will not follow a story. You will have a choice. You will not have a choice. The game will end. The game will never end. Like, what? Yeah. So
it's literally exploration. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And it clocks weird things like, how many doors did you go through and then close the door?
Oh, wait. How many so you've
did
played
you
this.
Leave open.
I didn't realize you played this.
I downloaded the demo.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see what it was like. And then I thought, this is weird. This is another one of those things where, do I really classify it as a game or is it just a method of counting how many minutes I can waste?
Yeah.
Just kind of walking around. I mean,
kind of like Gone Home. I mean, was it a game? Was it exploration? I mean, it's interesting to me because we're seeing more and more of these types of games kind of crop up, and you have like the hardcore like gamers that are in, that have more about the mechanics. They're like, there's no mechanics, that this is just a story, but it's still a game. Like, for instance, Mark, I finally convinced Mark to play Walking Dead. I'm like, I know you're going to love this game. You love the comic. It's another story. And he plowed through it and he loved it. And he's like, oh, that was really great. And he goes, he's like, it feels like they finally got right kind of the choose your own adventure in digital form. And I have to totally agree with that. And I think,
oh, and I totally cannot wait to start season two that just dropped yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. He already, Mark already finished it. the first chapter. Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah. He went through in less than a week. He went through all five chapters of Walking Dead.
The first.
And then he did the 400 days or whatever DLC, and so he built up his whole story, and now he's going into season two.
Right, and that tracks all of your changes,
right,
all your choices, and presents them to you at the start of season two.
Yeah,
says, these are the choices that you made. Now we pick up our story.
And if you didn't play the first one, that's okay, because it'll just be randomly generated choices.
I would hate that
in season two. So.
I don't know, because some of my choices were kind of random anyway.
Yeah. There were some very important ones. If that racist old dude was still alive, I'd be really upset.
Oh, yeah.
If that racist old dude was alive, no.
So, yeah, and I'm sure right now it doesn't look like it's on sale. It just, it's not in the Steam sale. It's just $25 for all five episodes. Only the first one is out right now. Do we know when the second episode of Wolf Among Us is going to be coming out?
I have not heard a drop.
I haven't either. And I'm annoyed with it.
Yeah, that one I'm busy. Like, but you know, I'm almost want to just not play it until they all come out.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be able to, but I want to.
I'm super afraid that what's going to happen to me, what happened to me in Walking Dead is going to happen to me in Wolf Among Us. I played on Steam the first two chapters of Walking Dead, and somehow my game got either compromised or lost.
Oh.
And I just never got back into it, because I'm like, well, and all the episodes hadn't come out yet, because I noticed it after I tried to go into, I think it was episode 4 that had just come out. And I'm like, what? What? I'm not starting over.
No.
So I'm a little gun shy with that, but I really want Wolf Among Us to come out like now, right now.
Yep.
Do it. So I have a few. There's one iPhone game out there for free, and it's a cute little iPhone game. Disney just released a film a few weeks ago called Frozen. And they have a free iOS game that you can download called Frozen Freefall. And it's you know, match 3, match 4, match 5 kind of game. But when you get the double bonuses, it freezes things. And, it's a cute little game. So,
nice.
Yeah. So you got some of that Disney animation. And if you've really enjoyed the film, you might even really enjoy that little app. So. Huh. And then, Stephanie, you were telling us at the beginning of the show about a Big Fish game, Big Fish has a free game out there right now called European Mystery, The Scent of Desire.
Scent of Desire.
What does it sound
like? Bad what? Soap opera, wine.
You're not too far off. So Big Fish has decided to give away this game, which is a collector's edition, meaning it's the full game. It's not just a couple chapters or whatever. So you are a detective hired to solve a mystery. These women are being killed, and you have to track down the killer. And the killer constantly comes and confronts you. Like, his main thing is I want to call it potions or poisons, where he actually mixes chemicals together, and that's how he's killing people. So this game is a mixture of hidden object, a couple object puzzles. And mainly it's, walking around and crafting things and, filling out the story. But it's set in, let's call it 1870, 1880, that sort of thing in Europe. So yeah, it's a entertaining little game, and hey, it's free.
And yeah, those kind of games are just mindless. You can just sit there and go through it, and they're kind of relaxing. That I always like those kind of games.
Is it free on, what is it free on?
iOS.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll download it. It's free.
Which Big Fish games are never free on iOS.
Yeah. Right. You'll get a little bit, and then they want you to pay for the whole thing.
But right.
What's intriguing about this is it has different levels of play modes, like super casual where it's very easy, or more advanced where you get like no hints, and that's what I'm playing at.
Mm-hmm.
Like normally the areas that they want you to click on sparkle, I'm playing it where it doesn't sparkle. So I'm sitting there like tapping on every dang thing on the stupid screen. Like, what's that?
I can't remember what game we played. It was one of the bad ones. It was a bad point and click, but I was to the point where I was just going line by line, just click, 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 click. And then I go click.
Oh, when he was on the boat.
Yes, the boat one. Yes. Oh, what was it? Critter Chronicles or something like that. Oh, that stupid game.
Oh, man. I didn't even see that on our thing. Maybe we like blocked it out of our memories. It was so bad.
That was.
I have no recollection of the game you are referring to.
Yeah, that was a horrible game.
Yeah. Blah. 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 I have a copy of it too. I'm like, who am I gonna give this to? Someone I really hate, apparently.
So if you get a copy of that from Nicole, you know where you stand.
Oh man. All right. Well, let's move into the meat of the show, which is our year-end wrap up. We decided, like we said, at the top of the show, to do a variety of categories and just kind of reminisce over the year of gaming that we had. And we had a great year of gaming, in my opinion.
Oh, me too. Yeah, I totally agree with you.
So we'll end with a positive, but we'll start with a sort of negative. And we'll start with our biggest disappointment. Because there were a number of games we were excited about. And then when we played them, we're like, not so much.
Yeah.
So I'll start with you, Kim. What was your biggest disappointment for 2013, the game?
The Last of Us. And that's just because there was so much. I was so excited about the game and we waited so long for it. And it just turned out to be okay for me. Mm-hmm. So the buildup was way higher than what the game was. That anticipation for that game was so much more. So it disappointed me. I'm not saying it's a bad game.
Right.
I'm just saying I was disappointed because I had built it up so much in my head.
It's probably the case of the hype overpowering.
Yep.
And that happens all the time with movies for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's no wonder it can happen with games as well. Stephanie, what about you?
Oh, without a doubt, Last of Us. yeah, that was... Again, literally when you first saw that game, it was 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, game of the year, 10 out of 10. And I'm thinking, wow, this is going to be fantastic. And I start playing the game and yeah, visually it was quite beautiful, but the characters never gripped me. I never felt the connection between the characters. The mechanics were okay.
There were struggling the moments with that.
It just broke my heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, I if there was ever a game I could undo and never finish, that's the one. Because I have never felt so betrayed by an ending to a game than that one.
Even Red Dead?
No. I accepted Red Dead because that was his deal. He was trying to gain redemption for the bad things that he had done. This game turned me into the worst person ever. And I hated it.
Well, I haven't finished it. Like I said in the last episode, I'm keeping my PS3 around because I want to try to finish it over the holiday break. That's not my biggest disappointment game.
What is yours?
It was a toss up between God of War Ascension.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And Dead Island Riptide.
Dead Island Riptide was on my short list for my biggest disappointment.
Yeah.
I didn't have high hopes, so it didn't disappoint me.
Yeah.
It's going to be more of the same. More of the same.
Yeah. And the thing with God of War, it was a lot more. It was the same game. I'm like, how many times are they going to make this the same game over and over? I think what upset me most is that I feel like they're peeing all over.
Yeah.
A really great franchise here. And they didn't do anything new. there was some weird buggy things that happened with the gameplay, and I just bleh. So that settles it. God of War Ascension was my biggest disappointment of the year.
And probably if we had played it, because neither of us played.
Yeah, I think I warned you. I think probably I said, yeah, you don't want to.
Yeah, I think we got word from you soon enough that we didn't have to.
And the multiplayer was weird. Like, it was just, it was just a weird launch too. I don't know. If it would have been a movie, it would have been straight to DVD.
Right? With different voice actors. Yeah. And you're like, wow, this is kind of different.
Yeah. It was off. So, See, now I'm setting the expectation really, really low for someone, then they'll probably play and go, that wasn't so bad. And I would say, you probably haven't played the other ones.
You know, you go into a movie like, what is the Anchorman 2? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have an expectation of what that movie's going to be. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can go in and say, okay, that's what I expected. And it kind of sucks when it far is below your expectation. And that's what Last of Us was for me. Mm. Far below my
expectation. I can't say it wasn't. Last of Us for me wasn't a disappointment. I just,
you haven't gotten to the end yet.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I'll have an update next year.
And that was part of the thing, was we all commented on how difficult it was for us to even just make the effort to finish it. Mm-hmm. Like, it felt like an effort, and I don't want that. I don't want it to be like a chore to have to finish a game. I mean, I should want to finish it.
Well, let's talk about one of our most fun games that we played this year.
This is easy.
So, Stephanie, go ahead. Tell us the most fun you had with a video game this year.
Saints Row 4.
hesitation. That was in my short list. I had a lot of fun with that game, too. I think for those that haven't heard the episodes, I think, did you finish it, Steph?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. See, I did. I haven't. I'm almost. I think I'm close to being done, but I'm not. I haven't finished it yet. Mm-hmm. Tell me exactly why you had the most fun with that game.
Well, like Kim was describing, how really there are no. They've taken every limit off of a game and said, do whatever the heck you want. I don't really care. But not in the ultra realistic violent way that Grand Theft Auto does. They put it in a cartoony world where it's literally a simulation. So there, you aren't really killing real people, and you get to kind of be like a superhero. And the humorous dialogue just slays me every time something smartass comes out of their mouth. I am just dying with laughter. And I loved the stupid costumes that you could put your people into.
Dress up. The little achievements, the little missions that you would go. And so there was one called, I think it was a demolition or something like that. But you basically flung yourself to try to break the mechanics of the world. And so you're rolling, cartwheeling down the road. And she's like, oh, that's going to hurt. I laughed so hard.
I can totally see that this is going to be amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Seriously, it's just so much fun.
A lot of fun. Well, for me, I based it on, I guess just, because Saints Row 4 was up there. It was on my short list. But I decided to say Hearthstone or Hearthstone. I always mispronounce it. Because I had a lot of fun matches with my husband. Just beating him constantly night after night. And he would get so, like, he's working on his deck. And I'm like, I'm not even touching my pally deck. And we just had a lot of fun going back and forth, playing a game that I never expected to enjoy. And then just those pickup games that you can have with your friends, and it's not a lot of stress, but it just, and it's technically not out, but they did announce today, I think, open beta.
Yep.
So
did they actually announce it? I thought they were going to keep it closed for now.
Well, they said, if I remember correctly, anyone that has signed up for beta. So if you have not signed up, go into your Battle.net account and sign up for the beta because you're guaranteed to get in. So they're going to, and then it's, and then there was something about an open beta. I'll link to it. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Very cool.
So they're like doing a round of making sure everybody that's asked for a beta key gets a beta key. And then I think they're doing open beta. I'll double check that, and put it in the show notes, the link. So well,
that's an awesome pick. That totally surprises me.
Yeah.
That one surprised me. Yeah.
I really had a lot of fun playing. And I think for me, the most fun I have in games is when I'm playing with someone else.
Mm, that's true.
Though, like I said, Saints Row 4 was pretty damn close.
Hey, you need to do co-op because that's even more fun.
Oh, yeah. I never did get a chance. Well, no. Now that now Kim, now that you have, maybe we can carve out some time. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Right. All right. So, Kim, you're the last one. What was your most fun game?
My most fun was Animal Crossing.
Oh,
nice.
Because this game just makes me happy. And just doing your house and all the little things in the game. And it's not stressful whatsoever. It's your friends can come and go. You can go to the island. You can fish. You can do whatever. And it's just a happy little game. And it just... And so I just have so much fun and I can still just pick it up and go. And so I think they made big improvements on Animal Crossing from the previous ones that they made it like more fun. So that's my pick.
Mm. Excellent. That's a great little game. I wish I could I need to go back into it. Curious. Patrick said he was going to pick up a DS and I'm like, oh, let's play.
Yeah.
I'll get back in there and let Patrick visit my town.
Give him some fruit.
So just
shake trees, right? That's
shake the trees.
Shake trees. Water flowers.
Anyone interested in Hearthstone, and you still have not got a beta key, opt-ins for the closed beta test will end on January 7th. We plan to invite everyone who opts in by that date to the closed beta.
Nice.
And at some point, let me go back to the closed beta test at some point before the open beta testing begins. Hmm. So it doesn't say when the open beta is happening, but it can't be. It says right here, very close. Thanks, Blizzard.
Very close.
Very close.
Blizzard is not very close to probably all other gaming companies.
But if you want a key and you've been itching for a key, seriously, even if you don't do like TCG card games, you should totally sign up for this game because it's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed playing this game. All right, so let's go into the next one. We have best story.
So this one, I'm really wondering if we're all going to pick the same one.
I think so. Or
yeah.
Does it begin with a B?
Indeed.
Yes. So I think BioShock Infinite.
I guess we didn't.
Oh, interesting.
It's BioShock Infinite for my best story.
BioShock Infinite, yes.
Yeah. Kim?
Wolf Among Us. I just love that story. I guess because it was an all new story.
Oh.
For me. So, yeah.
What? BioShock Infinite.
I guess I just... The BioShock Infinite was, you know, you guys could sway me on this one now that I'm thinking about it.
It's okay. It's okay. Wolf Among Us is great, too, and I love the story. But for me, just the compelling nature of BioShock Infinite is my easy pick for best story.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. No, that's a very close second.
Overlooked gem for me, though, was Wolf Among Us. Mm. I think that game, I think I've even talked with Scott and Brian. Neither one of them played Wolf Among Us. I don't even think it really,
wow.
I think it did good, but I just don't think it really got nearly the traction that I thought it would. Kind of came out. And so for me, I think a lot of people haven't played or even looked at the game.
Right.
So Wolf Among Us for me, because I really am enjoying, I loved the first chapter and I can't wait for the rest of them. I wish they were all out during the 2013 year so I could easily make it my game of the year, but they didn't. So I can't do that. So
they're gonna
stretch it out.
Stretch it out a bit. Because they've got the two other games, so they're gonna probably coincide those with the ending of Wolf Among Us, you know, so they'll have this continuous cycle.
Yep. So that was my overlooked gem. I don't think enough people really know about the game or have played it. So
go play it. It's good.
Definitely. So what about you, Stephanie? What was your overlooked gem of the year?
I went with Deadlight.
Oh. Yeah. Was that released this year?
Oh, yes.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, it
know,
definitely.
I know we played it this year. Yeah. I don't know if it was released this year. But no, I agree. I actually had that one on my short list, too.
Yeah.
Deadlight.
So if you haven't played it, give it a shot. Especially now during the sale, the Steam sale. If it's on, if it's a decent price, pick it up.
Do you know, have you had a chance to play the Walking Dead top-down scroller game on the iOS yet? It's really good. And it kind of reminded me a little bit of Deadlight. Deadlight is side-scrolling, but this Walking Dead, what is it? Walking Dead what? Like Annihilation or something. Deadlight came out in 2012, but we'll give you a pass on that one.
it was overlooked.
Yeah, it was so overlooked. It's been 2 years.
Skip the year.
Yeah.
All right. So Kim, what about you?
Mine is Peepo and Yo, because I think it. Although we played it, I don't think it had a huge following. And I think it's a game that, people would really like. And it had such a good story, and I liked the mechanics of it and everything.
Good puzzles.
And yeah. So that's, I think that one was overlooked by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Walking Dead Assault is the iOS game on the iPad. Really good. I really was.
You told us about that.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. I think it was on sale. That's why I picked it up. It's on Android too. It's not on sale anymore. It's $2.99.
Just wait a little bit. It'll go on sale. Everything will go on sale.
Oh, wait a minute. It says through December 11th. Oh, wait a minute. It's not December 11th. People need to update your description. It was free. That's why I picked it up. It was free. All right. So those are good overlooked gems for the year, I think. Now let's talk best indie, independent game. So not a big studio. Do you want to kick it off, Kim? Do you have a best indie?
I do. And I think Stephanie will hate me for this, but I'm going to go with Gone Home.
Oh.
I loved that game. And I, is it a game? Is it not a game?
It's a game.
I really liked it, and I thought it was very clever, and the story I thought was cute and touching, and it's just a small little studio of like two or three people who did it as well.
Yeah.
A couple of guys.
What about you, Steph?
Safe House Diary.
You picked the same one I did.
Really, when it comes down to it, that is the definition of an indie game. It's like two guys. It was really surprising how addictive that game was.
Totally agree. Found myself playing it, and I'm like, why am I playing this? Oh, I really enjoyed it. Because I'm not that imagine. I don't have a lot of imagination. That's why a lot of times I'm like with those building games, like Minecraft. I can't even wrap my brains around it. It just, and I feel like I'm lazy, and I don't have any imagination. And so Safe House was a different, it's not a building game, but it's all text-based, and you have to use your imagination. And the sounds, they do just enough to let your imagination run wild with that game. And I think that's what kept me coming back to it.
Mm. Yes.
You didn't like it?
I didn't. I just did not like that game. It was so boring to me. Oh. It was literally boring. And I like boring games normally. I mean, I like Phoenix Wright. You know, how much more boring can you get than Phoenix Wright? But I just couldn't get into that game.
All right.
For some reason. I don't know. We are like all, I'm not on the same page with you guys at all.
That's all right.
I'm like this little black sheep or something.
Australia rubbed off on you.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I like it when we have different opinions, you know? All right, so let's move on to best multiplayer. Mm-hmm. I'll start. You're probably going to be shocked by this. Okay. Last of Us.
Oh, you said you did enjoy that,
though. At first didn't, but then I kept at it and I played with friends and I ended up loving the weird quirkiness, the just how different it was from the normal kind of run and gun multiplayer that I'm used to. Mm-hmm. And I ended up appreciating it a lot. So I wasn't expecting that. So it in that game, the multiplayer sticks out in my head and how much fun I did have, especially when you're sneaking around and you just come up behind the person and just, you're like, ah! It kind of, you know what it reminded me of? The Assassin's Creed Brotherhood multiplayer, which I loved as well. Like, it was just different. Mm-hmm. So I really did enjoy that multiplayer experience. though there were times I wanted to punch my TV. <Yes. laughs> So how about you, Steph? Do you have a favorite multiplayer?
You know, if I had the chance to play it more, I would have picked Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. But because I didn't, I went with Grand Theft Auto 5.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Warframe.
Well, I don't consider that multiplayer.
Yeah, that's true. That's
kind of the definition of its game.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, technically you can play alone, but yeah. I don't know why you would. It's so much more fun with more people.
I guess with that definition, I guess, because Warframe is kind of like Borderlands 2. You can play with multiple people.
Right.
Right. So, okay.
But yeah, if you want to strictly call it, I mean, yeah, I would absolutely call it multiplayer. It is all co-op. It's not PvP. So, you play in groups of four.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, each planet has a mission. And you go all complete the mission. So it's a fantastic game if you haven't tried it. Just
What was it again?
But no, I picked Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. I never got into Grand Theft Auto. I tried.
I mean, you have to go in knowing... Wow, you are gonna meet people that leave YouTube comments.
Yeah,
that's the quality of people you're gonna be playing with. But you'll also get gems. You'll get moments when it's all worthwhile.
Mm.
So take it with a grain of salt.
GTA 5 is definitely the game of the year for a lot of people. I'll just tell you right now, it's not for me.
Oh, it's not mine.
It's not mine at all.
Not mine either.
No.
So if you're listening to this, I'm sorry to disappoint you. You're probably, if you're a GTA 5 fan, you're probably screaming at us like, oh, you didn't give it enough. Dana. It's just not my game.
Yeah, it's not game of the year.
It's just not my game. How about you, Kim? Do you have a best multiplayer?
So I didn't get a chance to play a lot of multiplayer in Australia because it was just hard to get with people over there. But I would say my favorite multiplayer is, and I've already said this game, but I'm going to say it again, Animal Crossing.
Yay!
Because I played with I played with so many people. I went to so many people's
towns.
Their towns. They could come and you meet everybody and you can go into their virtual houses and buy stuff from their virtual houses. It's just like, so it's multiplayer, but it's not multiplayer. You know, it's kind of a weird thing, but it was fun to go and hang out with my friends online in these little worlds.
And buy stuff from their store.
Yeah. Steal their fruit, you know, trample their flowers. It's fun. I love destroying towns.
Cute little game.
I didn't destroy your towns, I promise.
All right. So we have another category. And I know why, Stephanie, you put this in. You put this in just for me. I know it. It's favorite nostalgic replay.
Go for it.
All right. So it's funny because it wasn't a replay for me, but it's an old game, and old as in it wasn't this year. But it consumed probably 3 months of my life, Fallout New Vegas.
That's mine too.
Fallout New Vegas.
Put it in for you guys.
Like that game, if it wasn't old, it was 3 years old, it would probably be my game of the year.
I know. I can totally relate to that. Totally relate to it.
Oh, it's ridiculous. So,
and it's so stupid that we keep going back to it too. I have seriously played that thing through so many times. I don't even want to tell people how many times because I think they'll probably, you know, put me in the crazy house or something.
So you have it working for you because you played it on the PS3. So there's really nothing there except for your trophies to show how much time you've wasted on this game.
Well, no, I'm playing it on my PC too.
Oh, so you're playing on the PC too. Because you have that little reminder. You're like, yes. I have dropped 200 plus hours into this game. Or in some cases, you know, I know there's people out there with Skyrim or like 500. I'm like, holy moly.
Well, that's what you going into Raptor. Raptor sucks because Raptor actually tells you how much of your life has been whittled away on these video games.
Oh, that's so much fun though.
Oh my God, I can't believe I've spent that much time on this game.
I think it's hilarious that Cowboy, our friend Cowboy over at the Valentine cast, it seems like he and I are playing this back and forth game with Borderlands 2. It's like one day it'll be like, Cowboy has passed you. And then it's like, no, you've passed him. And I'm like, I am above. I beat Cowboy. I think I'm clocked in more than him right now. So I am victorious. Cowboy.
He's sitting at 143 and you're at 146. No, 139. Oh, so you don't have as many hours, but you have more trophies.
Yes, I am.
So you're in second.
But that's funny because that total is wrong because in Steam, I think I have 200 plus hours. Like I don't think I don't think Raptor's tracking it right. So I don't. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Very strange.
Let's see, Stephanie, what was your nostalgic replay game?
The original BioShock.
Oh.
And BioShock 2. I went back and replayed both of them.
How was that?
Fantastic.
Was it?
I mean, yeah, especially when you've forgotten all the super cool, scary parts that are in the games. And plus, I love the way the story unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it starts out as a mystery. You know, you're plane crash in the middle of the ocean, and what is this tower doing there? And, you know, why do I have to help this guy? And would you kindly? All of that just unfolding in front of you was such a treat to go back to that. And I love it so much. So, yeah, BioShock.
I thought you were going to say World of Warcraft.
Oh, no. No. By the way, I'm up to 490s now.
Holy cow. You cracked me
up. I need to get back into my games. We have an awesome Flex Raid group, FERT, and I haven't been feeling well. So I go to bed like at 8 o'clock almost every night. And it's like, and they raid at 9. So
yeah,
I'll get myself back together and back into it. Yeah. All right. So the next one we have here is our favorite DLC.
Now, I imagine this will be difficult for you guys since you enjoyed the Borderlands one so much.
No, it's not difficult for me. The Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep is my DLC of the year. If it had been a standalone game, it would have been my game of the year.
I totally agree. It was so hard not to say Borderlands 2 on so many of these. Mm-hmm. Because I thought, okay, it was released last year, but it feels like it was a brand new
game.
It's
10 hours. It's like 10 hours of gameplay. And in fact, yes. I think I still have quests that I can go back and do. Did you find the guy in the cave after you beat the main boss? And did you find the necklace?
Yeah, the one that you have to go like down below
in
the little town. Yeah, I found that.
And you get the necklace and you give him half of your money. And you don't know what the necklace does. I still don't know what the necklace does.
No, that's, I think that's right where I stopped, and I haven't gone back and done anything, but I have so much money. And this DLC, the Christmas DLC, I went into it with about 500,000 gold because I don't know, spent it or something. And I came out of it like 1.5 million gold. One DLC.
Wow.
In less than 2 hours. I was like, holy cow. Nice.
I think I have almost 3 million right now. I have 3 million in gold.
I die a lot.
Nice.
I do too.
And it takes gets painful, like, when you die at that level. It's painful.
I know. It is. And it's expensive. But yeah, that's me. I'm on the same page with you.
Yeah. I honestly can't remember. I don't think I've ever played a game and all of its DLC. Like, mm-hmm. every single DLC that has come out for this game, I've played it. Even Sir Hammerlock crap.
Yeah,
I played that. I played it all.
No, I've played the Fallout New Vegas. I've played all of that DLC as well. Those are the only two games, though, mm-hmm. that I've ever played. The entire game and all the DLCs.
So, Stephanie, I'm going to guess yours was Burial at Sea.
You are correct.
We know each other.
We knew that one.
Yeah, that's a gimme for me. I mean, yeah, the Assault on Dragon's Keep was fantastic, but it's probably because I haven't finished it that it, you know, it hasn't made that huge of an impact on me.
Hmm.
But yeah, Burial at Sea was exactly what I wanted, and I got it.
All right, what we got next? So I added this category. We talk about mobile games all the time, and I'm curious if you have a favorite of 2013 mobile iOS game. I guess it could be, I mean, iPad or iPhone, either one. Mm-hmm. So, Steph, do you have a favorite?
This is only because it just came out, but it would be Wolf Among Us. Now an iOS game.
Yeah, it is iOS, isn't it?
Yeah.
See,
but all my ones that I keep playing all came out last year.
Yeah, Simpsons Tapped Out.
Simpsons Tapped Out.
Well, I don't know. See, for me, mine's Pocket Mine. I'm still playing that stupid little game.
Oh my god, that game! Oh my god, you created a monster. Now I like can't stop playing.
You know what's
Mine.
You know what's awesome? So. The friends that you have on Game Center, however far they get. So for you, Kim, you're what, 100 and your furthest depth is like 180 something. And I know that because every time I go past that, I see you and I can, you give me like 5 bits of gold every time I get go past you.
So yeah, I've never passed you, I don't think, on that. I see a lot of people on there, and
you gotta
watch. Pass yourself,
yeah.
And you're like, hey, it's me. Look, I passed myself.
Yeah, that's the indicator that you've gone further. So you need to get down to like 420 something for me.
Oh my god.
Wow. And that's not even like I'm friends with people that are like 800 plus.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's not even
crazy.
I'm not even like as far as depth is concerned. I'm not that great at it anymore. I've friended too many people that have gone much further in this game than I have.
Yeah, I'm only like level 35 right now, and my hammer can go down 146, mm-hmm. I think. So Yeah,
I'm
still
at
don't
one.
Have the unicorn.
In early on, you get whenever you upgrade your hammer, you'll get like +3, +2. And then later on, like where I'm at 183. I'm every $4,000, I get one. Oh, one.
Man.
So silly little game, but yeah, it's been my go to. Like time waster game on my phone forever, it seems like, apart from Simpsons Tapped Out. But yeah. What about you, Kim? What's your favorite? What was your favorite?
Kingdom Rush Frontiers. Hmm. So I love Kingdom Rush, and they came out with a new version this year. And that's like one of those games I play it all the time. It's, you know, just kind of a, if I'm sitting in a waiting room or something. It's like my go-to game that's not a simple like bathroom game. Mm-hmm. You know, there's games that you can play very quickly, and then there's games that take a little bit more time, and that's my little bit more time mm-hmm. game. But, you know, I've beat it a couple of times and still going strong with it. So it's a good game if you like kind of the they're not tower defense. They're a kind of tower defense type games. I don't know what it's called, but it's a really good game, and it's the second version of it that's come cool. out. Very
cool. I think I remember you talking about that game.
Yeah, I really like it. I really like it.
And then finally, our game of the year. Hard. So game of the year to me is just one that I just feel it was fun. It had a great story. It had good mechanics. I just all around had a great time with the game. So,
Okay, before we say it, was this hard for you guys to pick your game of the year, or was it, boom, it's this? Because last year, I remember, it was just like, oh, yep, that's it. Game of the year, no problem. And I think it was Borderlands 2. We were all just like, mm-hmm. yeah,
we were all
Borderlands 2.
This year, it's a lot harder for me.
It does seem like there was a, the yeah, there, it wasn't that hard for me, but I did have to think a little bit harder than last year on it. Because I think there was a lot more better games in our kind of our choice palette right. here. I don't even know what the hell am I saying. So let's start with you, Steph. What was your game of the year?
This is no surprise at all. It's BioShock Infinite.
BioShock Infinite for Stephanie.
Especially
you know
when you throw in the DLC, that's yeah, tied it all.
It's a great game.
Pushed it way over for me. I mean, I loved the original, and then they throw in the burial scene, and that's a gimme.
I really loved BioShock Infinite. Mm-hmm. But for me, my game of the year, with all of the factors, the fun, the mechanics, the story, was Tomb Raider.
Mm.
I really, really enjoyed that game. Like, I guess it was more unexpected. Like, I knew I was going to like BioShock. Like, I knew I was going to like it. And, mm-hmm. you know, to me, BioShock, it wasn't anything new. And for Tomb Raider, it just, I don't know. I know it's an old story and they've rehashed it, but I loved shooting the arrows and I loved the story and the different mm-hmm. and I really enjoyed that game, and I really yeah. feel like it almost kind of got lost because it came out so early in the year. So
yeah.
So yeah, exactly. For me, I really enjoyed Tomb Raider, and that will be my game of the year.
That's awesome. That's a good choice too. Yeah.
How about you, Kim?
And so I feel the same with you. BioShock Infinite, I loved the game, but it didn't progress, you know, as you're going through the game. I didn't feel like I really progressed through, you know, you got the, what are the things that you get to make different powers? What were those called?
Infusions.
Yeah.
Infusions. You get more of those.
Plasmids.
And do different things, but you know, it didn't, you didn't progress or you didn't morph, you know? And I love Tomb Raider, but I'm going to go because this game was a surprise to me that I didn't even know about this game. And so when I played it, it was a total surprise and I loved it. And I think like Tomb Raider, it kind of got overshadowed mm-hmm. and that's Dishonored.
Oh, excellent.
But Dishonored was 2012, wasn't it?
No, it was this year.
It was
what?
This year.
We played it in January.
Oh my gosh. Well, we played it in January, but I think it came out in
December.
Either November or December of 2012.
Well, we played it this year, so I'm going to...
Yeah, exactly. I counted.
I'm going to count it.
It was at the tail end of 2012, I think it was.
Okay. But I'm going to count it as this year just because, you know, we played it and it was a way early in the year. But I was totally, totally surprised by that game.
Yeah. Oh, it came out October of 2012.
Oh, so. Did it? Did it come out that soon?
Yeah.
You know, if it's not Dishonored, I would have to go with Tomb Raider as well. Mm-hmm. I had a few of these that I was like, oh man, Knack was right up there at the very top. And
what?
I'm just kidding.
What?
I'm just kidding with that.
You know what? I'm disappointed that I did not find the time to play Assassin's Creed Black Flag. Just from everything that I've been hearing, and I probably would. It's probably going to be my 2014 game of the year. Exactly. Who knows? When I finally get a chance to play it.
Flexible with our times. So we're calling it when we played it.
Yeah, yeah.
Our when we played it. So are there any games that you just, like, an honorable mention that you want to throw out there? I mean, like Sleeping Dogs for me, that was a total surprise, but I really, really enjoyed it. But it didn't rate anywhere up there. It was just a really good, fun kind of game that, you know, I liked.
Yeah, my honorable mention would have been Dishonored. Because I had a ton of fun, especially going for the no kill achievement.
Yeah.
That was a blast.
I honestly can't think of anything, to be honest with you. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, looking over the list.
Tomb Raider.
That's the great. I'm so glad I keep detailed show notes.
I had to go through all of them today and look at everything because I didn't even remember I played a lot of these games. I'm like, oh yeah, what's that game? You know, like Puppeteer.
You played Puppeteer.
It's a fascinating game, but you know, it's kind of down in the you know, the garbage now because no one's going to play it because it's
on PS3.
PS3.
Yeah.
So,
well, maybe they'll port it eventually.
Yeah. I hope they do because it's really it's a fun game and it's like the puppet, the,
A Little Big Planet, right?
You all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Just read my mind.
Well, and then there's a Vita game that I really wish I would have gotten to called Tear Out that I hear is amazing.
Yeah. So there's like, I heard that.
But too. I didn't buy it because it's on my Christmas list. And
that's right. Gotta wait.
Damn it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think, are there any games coming up in 2014 that you're looking forward to?
Oh, yeah.
Watch Dogs.
Yes, I'm looking forward to Watch Dogs, but I think it's going to be like Dead Island Riptide or the other one that we talked about, The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm not disappointed because I'm looking so forward to it.
Right.
You know?
My only saving grace for that is they are willfully pushing back the deadline with the, knowing that they weren't ready. They could have released a big turd and just said, man, whatever, we'll fix it in the DLC.
Catch it.
But they didn't. So yeah. I'm giving a props for that, and I hope they really do pull it out.
I hope so, too.
Destiny is one that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was a couple of others during the PS4, launch that caught my attention. Oh, something that Octodad looks funny, you know, where you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
You're an octopus and you're trying to be human to earn money for your family. It's like ridiculous. He's like all wonky and wobbly. Are there any other games that you guys are looking forward to? I can't think. Thief?
Witcher 3?
Have you seen any gameplay for Thief? I've seen the sneak peek trailer, but it doesn't actually show any gameplay, and I really want to see the gameplay first.
Yeah, I haven't seen any yet.
I think I'm still excited about it. And another one that just came into alpha or early access, whatever they want to call it, is DayZ, and MMO.
Yeah, and I'm intrigued by that.
I am too. I don't know if I want to be in the alpha. Because I don't want to be their tester, you know, to test.
I'm a terrible tester.
Since you did say that you enjoyed Dishonored so much, have you played the DLC for Dishonored?
No, because I think things got crazy and then I shipped off my PS3. So my PS3 is gone. It's, you know, hopefully it won't sink in the ocean. Well, but
so here's what since you did say you bought it for the PC, is go pick up the first DLC because that has the simulated runs where you get to do certain aspects from the game as competitions, right? So one of my favorites was you have to find your target in a party based on clues. right? Oh, but yeah. You have to remain hidden throughout it. But the other one, since you said you like you're interested in Thief, there's another one where you have to break into a building and steal as much as you can without getting caught and then get out.
Nice.
Cool.
That's going to be awesome.
I know. They were so much fun to do, especially when you know you're trying to beat your own score and you're trying to beat other people's high scores. So yeah,
I'll play that through on my PC now and get that. That'll be fun. Cuz yeah, Dishonored was just fun. So hopefully great. Thief will do. And then of course Walking Dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Walking Dead. And the rest of Wolf Among Us. I'm really looking forward to it.
So ready.
Well, awesome. Well, I think that wraps up our show. We didn't have any emails. We do have more jet noise, but so we're not going to be recording a show until the beginning of 2014. So this is the last show of the year. But in the meantime, though, if you want to get a hold of us, leave us an email, leave us a voicemail or anything like that. Stephanie, can you tell the listeners how they can get a hold of us?
Absolutely. And hey, we'd love to hear everyone else's.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Leave a comment.
Let us know. So you can go to the website, which is ladiesofleet.com, and send us an email at ladiesofleet@gmail.com. I'm sensing a trend. Or you can find us on Twitter. Nicole is Nicole Spag. Kim is just Kim Molly, JustKimolly. And myself, XIAXIAN1.
And since it is the holidays and is a time of giving, we're going to give away some games on this episode. So come to the website, ladiesofleet.com. It'll be the first post. This will be episode 87. And in the show notes, there'll be a little widget that you can sign up for some games. Kim, I know you just sent me Monster Loves You. What else? You said you had a game for me.
I do. I have another game. Let me pull up my Steam library right here because I have another game from one of our listeners, and I can't remember his name.
Well, while you're looking up that, I know we have a Civ 5 code as well from one of our listeners, and he donated that, and I have...
Oh, XCOM, Enemy Unknown.
Oh, that's a great game.
Big game.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so nice. Adam gave us a Civ 5 Steam key that we have to give away. I have a whole bunch of, I can give you Critter Chronicles if you really want it. I won't do that to you though. But I think I even have a copy of Tomb Raider. So you'll see all the games listed that we're going to be giving away. And you just sign up and we use random.org and it picks the winner and you'll get the code and you'll have a game for the holidays. So I'll be putting this up in the show notes and it'll run till Christmas. So on Christmas Day, I'll send some emails out and give some people some games. So check the website or Facebook or even Twitter for the link to the contest.
XCOM was given to us by Algoron.
Algoron.
I think is his name. I probably totally
trashed
that, but thank you very much.
Yeah.
Very, very nice of you. And that's a big game. I mean,
definitely.
Yeah,
it's a great game.
I
have it on iPad. It's great on the iPad. All right. So, ladies, thank you so much for another great year of podcasts. I love doing this show with you.
Yes. This was a good year, too. This was a really good year for games.
Yep.
So many out there.
Yep. So we'll be back starting in January, eager to talk about games, everything that we played over the holidays and break. And until then, game on. And thanks for listening. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And bye.
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 Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.